WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving into a super powerful tool that can seriously level up your boundary game, journaling. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, journaling? Isn't that for poets or people who just like to overthink things? Nope, journaling is about so much more than pretty words on paper. It's a direct line to your inner wisdom, a place to process emotions, and an awesome way to clarify those boundaries that sometimes feel blurry. Think about it. Life throws curveballs all the time, right? Relationships change, expectations shift, and suddenly you're caught off guard feeling drained or resentful. Journaling helps us unpack those feelings, understand their roots, and figure out what kind of boundaries we need to protect our peace. Okay. So here are 5 key takeaways that'll show you how journaling can become your boundary-setting BFF. First up, journaling helps you identify your needs and values. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when you want to say, no? That's a boundary issue. Journaling gives you space to reflect on what truly matters to you, your passions, your priorities, the things that bring you joy and energy. Once you know what's important, setting boundaries around those things becomes way easier. Second, journaling helps you process emotions. We all have them, good and bad, but sometimes those feelings can get bottled up, leading to resentment or even burnout. When you write down your thoughts and emotions, it's like releasing a pressure valve. You can vent, grieve, celebrate, whatever you need to do. This emotional processing helps you stay grounded and clear-headed when making boundary decisions. Third, journaling helps you understand your triggers. We all have them. Those little things that set us off or make us feel uncomfortable. Maybe it's someone constantly interrupting you, a friend always asking for favors, or a family member who oversteps boundaries. Journaling allows you to pinpoint these triggers and see patterns in your reactions. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them effectively, like taking a break, saying no firmly, or communicating your needs assertively. Fourth, journaling helps you practice assertive communication. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being mean or shutting people out. It's about respecting yourself and your needs. Journaling can help you craft clear and compassionate messages that express your boundaries without attacking others. Think of it like a safe space to rehearse those tough conversations. Finally, journaling helps you track your progress. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time thing. By keeping a journal, you can monitor your successes, identify areas where you need improvement, and celebrate how far you've come. Seeing that growth in black and white can be incredibly motivating. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're constantly being bombarded with requests from friends and family for favors, picking up groceries, running errands, even helping them move. It feels overwhelming, and you're starting to resent these constant demands. Journaling could help you uncover the root of this problem. Maybe you feel obligated to say yes because you want to be helpful, or perhaps you fear disappointing people. By writing down your feelings and analyzing those patterns, you might realize that saying no isn't selfish, it's about prioritizing your own well-being. You can then use journaling to craft a response that clearly communicates your boundaries without feeling guilty. So, there you have it. Journaling is more than just scribbling thoughts in a notebook. It's a powerful tool for self-reflection, emotional processing, and ultimately, setting healthy boundaries that protect your peace. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And journaling can be your guide on this journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Now, go grab that journal, let those thoughts flow, and start protecting your peace, one word at a time. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me, hit me up on social media or leave a review. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.